Good brothers and sisters, as we celebrate this first Sunday of Lent, we have these intriguing readings about Noah and the flood. We have St. Peter's teaching on baptism, of the life that we receive in God and through his resurrection. And we have Mark's short version of the temptation in the desert. What should we be hearing and seeing in these scriptures? I would offer this. We know how Adam and Eve failed. They had one thing that they weren't to do, eat from the one tree, and they failed. Jesus is the new Adam. So after his baptism, which the baptism, as St. Peter tells us, is where we enter into the life of God, we're claimed as his very own, we're given the gift of eternal life, Jesus goes out into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights being tempted. And the part that it doesn't explicitly say, that I would assume you guys all know, that Jesus succeeded at rebuking every temptation. He wasn't duped like Adam and Eve were. He conquered the devil, and the kingdom of God is in him. We're living in the kingdom of God because we have access to him in the sacraments, where we receive his life, not just in baptism, but in reconciliation, in the Holy Eucharist, in holy matrimony, in confirmation. Every sacrament is an objective gift of God's life to you and I. And we, through the sacraments, are armed with what's necessary for the battle that we face. Jesus didn't come as the military leader that many of the Jews thought, that they just would wipe out all the bad people and then we could live at peace. No, God promised that he wouldn't wipe out the people with a flood like he did with Noah. That didn't seem to solve the problem. But instead, Jesus comes with the banner, and we must choose, do we follow him? Or do we follow the banner of the enemy, the devil? Or do we follow the banner of the world? It's a simple answer. It's a simple question. The only banner that offers us life is the banner of Christ. That's where our victory is. And so we must choose. So the season of Lent is the call of Jesus to repent, to renew our minds, to change our minds, to follow him faithfully and totally, knowing that he is victorious. And you and I know, I get this question often, and I'm sure you have heard it and perhaps have asked it. Why does God make it so hard? Why doesn't he just, when we are baptized, why doesn't he just give us where we're not tempted? The answer is simple. We must choose. Just like you husbands and wives, when you got married, you just didn't magically like all the little things about your spouse that they did. You had to choose to love them, even when it wasn't easy. That's what love is choosing the good and offering the good to the other. So Lent is not about simply sacrificing and suffering. Lent is about learning how to receive from God all the goodness and the life that he's giving. In the place where we know it's objectively given is in the sacraments. Can God do it in any other way like he did to St. Paul? Right. In prayer, can we experience that gift? Yes. But where it's objectively guaranteed is right here where we're gathered, where his body and blood is given to us. So brothers and sisters, let us heed the Lord's command. Let us not be duped by worldly promises. If you watch TV ever, I suspect some of you might every once in a while, if you're like me, every hour, there's probably about 40 different things that they advertise that will make us happy and successful. They don't. What makes us happy is choosing God and trusting that he provides for me at every moment. And my task is to learn how to open myself and receive what he is offering to us. Our Lord is abundantly good. He gives us everything we need. So when we start to see what he wants and follow that, that's where we find peace. And get rid of this idea of peace, of being everything the way I want it, and no one is opposed to us. That's unrealistic. That will happen when we get to heaven. But in this world, we are in essence in a battle where the enemy is constantly trying to tempt us to doubt God's goodness and try to do our own will. Let us rebuke him as Jesus did, and let us follow him faithfully in the difficulty of our journey in this life to be ready to choose eternally life with him.